This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, a new plan to test unvaccinated federal employees for COVID-19. The Defense Logistics Agency has room to improve its internal investigations. And the Army's Military Academy is rocked by one of its largest cheating scandals ever. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. Agencies have a new COVID-19 testing plan for the federal workforce. We get more from Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say agencies should provide diagnostic testing for unvaccinated federal employees who come into close contact with a COVID-19 positive coworker. They should consider testing for employees who may come into contact with someone at work or even outside the office. Agencies can offer tests on site or refer employees elsewhere. The CDC says the testing plan is supposed to help agencies decide what tools will work best for them. Nicola Grisco, Federal News Network.
GSA's acquisition portal is getting a facelift in a week. A new look and feel to beta.sam.gov will launch April 26th. GSA says it will feature a new homepage with a better user experience, as well as changes to its help pages and search functionality based on feedback from users. GSA initially moved to beta.sam.gov in early 2020 and faced several challenges during the first few months of the transition from the old fbo.gov site. A bipartisan bill in the Senate calls for greater focus on emerging technology. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has details.
The National Strategy to Ensure American Leadership, or SEAL Act, directs the Commerce Department to partner with the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine. The academies would develop a report identifying the 10 most critical emerging science and technology challenges facing the U.S. The bill's sponsors, Senators Chris Van Hollen and Roy Blunt, say the bill would keep the U.S. competitive in fields like artificial intelligence and 5G. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
In the rush to stand up 5G, the National Telecommunications and Information Administration is clearing more spectrum for use outside of the federal government. Now the leadership of the House Energy and Commerce Committee is asking for an update on those efforts. Members applaud a deal last summer where NTIA and the Defense Department cleared a valuable frequency band for 5G development, but the committee is also asking the Government Accountability Office to look at how NTIA could improve its spectrum management process. The Pentagon's Inspector General says the Defense Logistics Agency needs to improve its processes for conducting internal investigations. A new report says DLA's IG office has not been complying with DOD standards for administrative investigations. The review found problems with the agency IG's procedures involving case management systems, confidentiality, quality assurance, and whistleblower reprisal investigations. The Army's Military Academy is expelling at least 8 of its cadets and holding back more than 50 for a year. 4 cadets also resigned. The punishments were doled out after the worst cheating scandal at West Point in 40 years. The Academy charged 73 cadets with cheating on a freshman calculus exam last May. A majority of those students were also athletes. 55 of the cadets admitted to cheating immediately. The Coast Guard may make history this year by bringing in a woman for one of its top positions, Federal News Network Scott Massioni reports.
Vice Admiral Linda Fagan is nominated to serve as the next Vice Commandant of the Coast Guard. If confirmed, she would be the first woman in the service to hold a 4-star position. Fagan's currently in charge of the Coast Guard's Pacific area, where she's the commander of operations from the Rocky Mountains all the way to the eastern Asian and African coasts. She also serves as commander of Defense Force West, which provides mission support to the Defense Department. Scott Massioni, Federal News Network.
Agencies are under deadline to enroll their security clearance holders in a continuous vetting program. They have until the end of September to enroll their national security population in an initial set of vetting capabilities. They have until September 2022 to enroll clearance holders in a set of enhanced vetting capabilities. The deadlines are part of the federal government's efforts to modernize the security clearance process and achieve the goals of the Trusted Workforce 2.0 initiative. 65% of industry clearance holders are enrolled in a continuous vetting program to date. A new office within the IRS looks to expand its investigations into those who promote tax schemes. The Office of Promoter Investigations will be led by Lois Dietrich. She takes over for Brendan O'Dell, who was selected as Promoter Investigation Coordinator in early 2020. Dietrich is a 20-year veteran of the IRS who began her career as a revenue agent in 2001. OMB is teeing up a new line of business for 2022 focused on hiring. Federal News Network's Jason Miller has the scoop.
The Biden administration is telling agencies to take the first steps to set up a new hiring assessment line of business. As part of the budget passback guidance obtained by Federal News Network, OMB is requiring agencies to fund this new LOB in 2022. OMB says the hiring assessment LOB will make the process more effective by improving government-wide actions and sharing certificates. The contributions for this new hiring assessment LOB should not come from existing HR budgets. OPM and OMB will jointly manage the hiring assessment LOB, and the program office will reside in OPM. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
The National Nuclear Security Administration does not have a clear picture of how prevalent sexual harassment is within its forces. NNSA forces reported few cases of sexual harassment in recent years, but the Government Accountability Office's cases are likely underreported. It does not have an anti-harassment program, but it does provide training to employees and contractors on the agency's national security forces, but that training does not comply with all best practices from the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. GAO says NNSA may be missing an opportunity to prevent and respond to sexual harassment. And Customs and Border Protection is telling its components to stop using the phrase illegal aliens in their official communications. From now on, the Border Patrol and Immigration and Customs Enforcement will use terms like non-citizen or undocumented migrant. Acting CBP Commissioner Troy Miller says the change is meant to convey that undocumented people that agents interact with need to be treated with dignity. You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast. Subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts, and stay up to date on your agency's response to the coronavirus with our coronavirus resource page. I'm Eric White.